USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A President Obama federal judge on Tuesday denied former President Trump's claim of executive privilege into the January 6th investigation and will release Trump-era White House documents. Engineer Kim Kwang-ho provided evidence that Hyundai and sister company Kia were hiding a design flaw that caused their engines to seize and catch fire. For the first time ever, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has awarded a whistleblower. Kim will get over $24 million in cash. The United States Space Force has detected a mysterious object orbiting in parallel with China's new Shijian 21 spacecraft. Space Force's 18th Space Squadron says it's an Apogee kick motor. An Apogee kick motor is typically used to lift payloads into operational orbits and should have been disposed of in the graveyard orbit. Graveyard orbits are where space junk resides after they've outlived their usefulness. This is USA Radio News.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security.
Okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better.
Big news! The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera with 50% off a new system this week. Visit simplysafe.com.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
The mostly partisan January 6th commission continues to ramp up its investigation.
More witnesses being hit with subpoenas from the House committee that's investigating the January Capitol attack. They include former advisors at aides who were working in the Trump White House that day. There are 10 on the latest list, and it includes former press secretary Kayleigh McEnany and advisor to then-President Trump, Stephen Miller. It comes as a federal judge has dealt a blow to the former president, allowing the National Archives to hand over hundreds of documents to that committee that the former president was hoping could stay shielded. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Ahead of Veterans Day on Thursday, a sacred part of the tomb of the unknown soldier in Virginia is usually visited only by presidents and foreign dignitaries. This portion is now open to the public this week to honor the 100th anniversary of the memorial. Walk-ups will be allowed today at the Arlington Cemetery Memorial. USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 24. Online bingo is now America's favorite pastime activity. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com to play Bingo Treasure for free. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. It's all free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry! Free accounts are limited.
As wholesale prices have jumped 8.6% since this time last year, inflation continues to hurt Americans across the board. Republican Congressman from Texas, Pete Sessions, says the White House is responsible for you having less buying power in your wallet.
Well, the problem that we have is this is exactly what President Biden and his socialist Democrats want. They have repeatedly said what they want is what they're getting at the border, that they were very happy with what they did with Afghanistan, that the agreement that they have with the socialists in their party to make sure that the agenda as it relates to energy is fully comprehended and pushed actively. This is what you get when you interrupt yourself when government becomes engaged in the free enterprise system. And it gets not only in the way of activity in people's jobs, what it does is it causes bottlenecks that are created all across the supply chain. They are responsible for this. They know exactly what they're doing. They're smarter than what we think they are. And this is their idea to capture the free enterprise system and replace it with government. So I give them credit. This is exactly what they want to do. That's why the president on January 21st shut down the Keystone Pipeline. This is part of his plan. He, Susan Rice, Kamala Harris, and the socialists in their party intend to destroy the goose that lays the golden egg. It's called the free enterprise system.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.